Honestly, not everyone is meant to work with you, but sometimes you don't even know that until you do start working with them. And then what do if you're in a 4, 6, 12 month commitment via contract and you're realizing that this client is an absolute nightmare? In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome back to She Converts Marketing with Caroline Lewis. And today we are talking about how to handle bad clients. Let me tell y'all, we are in 2024, but last year, 2023, I have never worked with so many horrible people, excuse my French, in my life. I mean, it was just a year of what am I doing with this business? Because we are not attracting in the right people. And I really learned a lot last year about the type of people to say no to and the type of people to say yes to. And I know when you get caught up in the income of growing your business and the sales and that lifestyle that you've created for yourself because of the amount of income coming in, sometimes it's hard to say no to prospects, even though your gut is telling you, huge red flag. However, if anything that you learn from this episode, please take this seriously, because last year was an absolutely, it was insane. And I developed so many health issues because of the amount of stress that these people caused me. And I am a very tough person. I do not get emotional. I do not let really anything typically bother me. But last year, I was just at my breaking point time and time again. And unfortunately, the amount of stress led to very serious health issues that I'm now still dealing with. So this episode is very important because I want you all to understand that you do not need that client. You do not need him or her. You do not need to work with that person if your gut is saying hell to the no. If your intuition is telling you this is going to be a bad contract, do not accept the money. No matter how big that paycheck will be, please listen to me when I say this, because it affects so much more than just your business. It affects your employees, it affects your own personal mental health, and it freaking affects your health, your overall health. It is not worth it, no matter how big that contract is. Please, 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 stick to your intuition and really focus on growing your business around clients that align with your vision and yourself, right? And your intuition honestly will tell you this. You will be getting on tons of sales calls, and I know you've had this feeling before. You've had this feeling of, eesh, I don't even know if I want to work with this person, like within the first 5 seconds of meeting this person on Zoom or via phone call, right? Sometimes you even have an intuition when you just look at their application, right? When they applied to get on a call with you, you're reading their application, you're thinking, nope, this is not going to be a good call. And the minute you have any of those thoughts, just cancel the appointment or politely say that you are not a good fit to work with them. Especially as online coaches, it is very hard to coach people that A, do not want to be coached, B, are horrible people with very, very horrible lives, and C, are just assholes. I'm sorry, excuse my French, but it is hard to work with people like this. it just really, really, really affects you. So what do we do about it? Okay. Sometimes our intuition is not good on the front end. Sometimes we do get a little bit price hungry and someone's about to write you a check for $10, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 and you're thinking, I can just get by. You can get by, but it's going to take a toll on you, your mental health, your overall health, your overall well-being, your company. The unfortunate thing with, and just take this because I've learned this, when you grow a business out of, I just need to make money, so I'm going to accept anyone who comes knocking on my door and I'm just going to push to close the sale. If you're growing a business around that, you're not growing with aligned clients and you're going to have issues from day one. They're maybe not going to show up. They're going to dispute their credit card. They're going to cancel and breach their contract. All of a sudden, their monthly payments just start declining. You try to reach out to them. They say, oh, no, I wasn't planning on paying this month. And you're like, could you have at least given me at least a 2 weeks heads up? Because we're small business owners. We rely on your income coming in. And if you tell me, literally, you don't even tell me, your credit card just declines, that affects how I pay bills, how I pay my employees, how I pay myself, how I pay my programmers, like all this kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, there are people out there, they do not give a rat's ass. They just want to work with you to essentially steal your services, steal your mind for a couple of weeks. Maybe they signed a 4, 6, 12-month contract, but they do not care. They will break it. And you have two options. You let them go, or you get an attorney involved. And last year we had to get an attorney involved. And sometimes you have to do that. However, attorneys cost money. So again, you have two options. You can let it go and probably remove their assets and stuff like that, or you're going to have to seek a lawyer, but you're going to have to be able to afford their payments. And sometimes it is worth it for sure. But sometimes financially it's not worth the burden. And also the time too. So these are the things that can happen when you work with poor client and poor people. And it's crazy because the not so good person, I'm trying to not use the word bad or poor like every 2 seconds in this podcast, but that not so good person that you just signed, they do not care about you. They do not care about your services. They do not care about your well-being. They are immediately going to treat you like robots, which is pretty crazy, right? Because we are all human. And it is absolutely astonishing to me how horrible human can treat other humans, right? Talk about being nice to people. Good Lord. But when you're a coach or you're a consultant or you're an agency owner or you're working in a one-on-one type of capacity and you're the business owner who has control over who you do and do not work with, if you are bringing in these people that are constantly causing you horrible stress, and I mean, they are treating you like robots. They're literally treating you like slaves, right? It's like whip cracked. I want everything done yesterday. I don't want to pay a premium price. I want it done yesterday. I also want your attention and your focus 24/7. I want access to you, to your phone. I want to send you text messages all the time. I want to bitch and complain 24/7. And no matter how much success you bring into my business, I will still complain. I will still ask for a refund, or I will still give you a bad review. Your intuition will tell you when these types of people get on a call with you and want your services. In fact, I today was going through applications for our agency because of the unfortunate events that happened to us last year. I am very picky on who we work with. Like very picky. I actually got rid of my entire sales team because I do not want anyone besides me taking calls and bringing in clients into this business because I have to make sure that my intuition likes the person on that Zoom call who wants my services. And this year, I have told so many people no. I have rejected so many applications because when I go to read through them or I go to look them up and I do spend time before every single call now, I trust my intuition, and if there is any type of red flag, I delete it. And in fact, I had one today, and lo and behold, this person decides to then email saying how upset she was and how disappointed she was in our services. And I was like, thank goodness I listened to my intuition, because that's the type of person that you would have had to continue to deal with 24/7. And that is not the type of person that you want. You do not want someone who just complains just to complain. So it is very incredible what your body will tell you about certain people. Now, I'm a projector in human design. You know what that is. But naturally, I have a better ability to energetically understand people more than others. I get that about myself. I'm like weird at it. I can literally, sometimes I get sick because of other people's energies. I get down. I get depressed. I get happy. I get everything because of people's energies. It's something that obviously I have no control over. It's just who and how I was built. So I understand that not everyone has as strong of an intuition as I do, but I do guarantee you have red flags, and everyone has red flags. You might not get that red flag when someone applies to work with you in those one-on-one capacity, but you do get a red flag when you are on call with them, whether that's Zoom or on a phone call. There is something about that person that it feels a little bit off, and I am shaking my head because I'm hoping you're shaking your head. And if that feeling is happening and you sit on it for 24 hours and it's still that feeling, do not sign that client, because you will have issues with that client. And there is really nothing worse than working with one-on-one people, clients, who do pay a premium price because it is one-on-one services, and they are just a nightmare because you are in contract. And as the agency owner or the coach or the person that took this other person's money, you are responsible to continue this contract through however many months it is, right? That's your responsibility. You can cancel the contract, but you have to typically give that person a reason, and you have to give them at least ample amount of time for them to then make another decision. You typically do have to also refund, right? So there's a lot of things that go into place. So your mind is just telling you, you know, just suck it up for 2 more months or 3 more months or 6 more months. You can do this. Just suck it up for a couple of months. It's only one client. Trust me, because I've said that to myself a lot of times last year. It's only one client. At least we only have one client that's bad. But then that one client turned into 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it was just a cyclical cycle of not good people. And like I said before, I definitely paid the toll. My company paid the toll. But now I've learned from that, and I will only accept good people, people that just I feel good about into my business. So if you are still working with us, kudos to you, because that means that you are an incredible person and you've passed the intuition, Caroline's intuition. And if you are a prospect and you are able to get on a call with me, good for you, because my intuition is telling me that you're a good person and I do want to work with you. So kudos to you. Now, if you're like, okay, Caroline, yes, I've had horrible experiences with people in the past. How do I overcome this? Which is a great question, because I had to ask myself this a couple times, and I actually read a couple of books related to this. There's one book called The Soul Sourced Entrepreneur by Christine Kane. Highly recommend it. It's absolutely incredible. And it really brought light to a lot of those questions that was going on in my head. But my best advice, if you feel like you are constantly bringing in people that are unaligned to your services, then you really need to take a step back. It's the universe's way of testing you, and you keep failing, essentially. Now, sure, it might have been your best income month ever in your business, but I'm going to tell you that's not going to sustain if you do not do something about it. So what I want you to do, what I've done, what I encourage everyone to do, is I really want you to go back to who your avatar audience is. Who is that person? What are their characteristics? And I want you to write it on a board or on your calendar, somewhere that you see all the time, especially when you're on calls with people. And I want you to ask yourself these questions while you're talking to prospects. I will give you mine. Like, I have no shame. So before I get on a call with any prospect, I have a couple of, I would call, bullet points. And I have a question that says, does she match? Because we only work with female entrepreneurs. So it says, does she match? Question mark. The first one is determined, confident in herself and her business, quick action taker, quick doer, which I guess is the same thing, but I categorize them differently, receiver, actually wants success, values our services, understands biz and investments, right? And I keep adding to that list more and more, the more and more I talk to people. So that's my list. So I look at that before any call or when I'm looking up prospects and I get on a call with them. And I am not joking. If I get on a call with someone and they do not match all of those, I do not accept them to work with us. And now you might be thinking, that's great, Caroline. Maybe you have the capital to be able to be that picky, but I don't. I do need income in my business and I do need to sell. And if you are in this state of mind, try to get yourself out of it. I know it's hard. I've been in that state of mind before, but really try to get yourself out of it because unfortunately your business is not going to grow until you get your mind out of that need mindset, that need money mindset. But I want you to then look at your prices, look at your current clients, and again, go back to who you love working with, who you don't like working with, and want to eliminate or get rid of, who you don't mind working with. And then I want you to go back through and adjust your pricing. Because if you feel like you can sell your services easy enough and you might have a lot of clients, but you're not making that much in your business, you need to raise your prices. But you don't need to raise them to everyone. You raise them to those who need to be raised, as in those who require more effort from you, more of your time, which typically fall into the, I don't mind this client, they're not ideal, but I don't mind working with them. Those are the type of people that typically require most of your time. You can raise their prices because they're requiring more of your time. And then when you have a new price strategy, then that's the new price strategy that you come to the table with any new client that's starting in your business. And you keep doing this every couple of months, okay? But also if you are strapped for cash and you do feel like your business is, you know, not growing in income as much as you want, and you do need to financially afford yourself, then you really need to switch up your messaging to make sure it attracts that higher quality person. Because let me tell you, my friends, the universe tests you quite a lot. God, Buddha, whoever you believe in, I'm a universal gal. So my universe tests me all the time. It's testing me today even. But if you stick to what you believe in, and if you are saying, I am worth this, this is my price point, and these are the type of people that I only want to be working with. If you stick to that, it is going to be hard. The universe is going to want to show you and give you bad clients or bad prospects just to see and test to see if you truly are worth and truly want this next level in business. If you can push past that, say no to the income because you're saying no to that poor quality person, then your business will shift. And it will shift dramatically, and you will start to attract people that deserve to work with you and you love working with or are in full alignment with. However, you have to tough it out a little bit because you have to kind of get past that testing point and just stick to your intuition, stick to what your mind's telling you. And I do promise you, good clients will come. But if you are constantly in a I need money mindset, lack of money mindset, oh no, where's my business going type of mindset, it's just going to backtrack you and you're going to attract people that are not valuable people for you and your business because you're just going to go back to accepting anyone who will pay you. And that's not how you grow a business, especially as a coach or consultant or agency owner, because you spend a lot of time with these one-on-one clients. So energetically, you have to match with them. And you have to want to work with them. But once you can hold out and once you find this cool zen and this amazing group of people and you keep going and you keep pushing, then the universe will give you clients you deserve and will give you clients that are in full alignment who will pay that premium price and then some. And then that is how you grow a very, very good business, not just income-wise, but you have an incredible roster of clients that you love working with and that actually pay you for and value your services, right? And the amount that they pay really shows how much they value you. And it's crazy because when you raise your prices, you naturally think like, no one's going to pay this. Everyone I work with is just going to bother me even more because they're paying a premium. But that's not the case. Because when you raise your prices and you do attract people that align with you and your business, they don't care about the money of what they just spent you. They just want to work with you and they want the results that you're going to get them. So they are not needy people because that's not who you're attracting. So they're very respectful. They get stuff done. I mean, I go back to my list. They're confident. They're doers. They're action takers. They take feedback well. They don't ever bark and complain about what they just spent on your services or what they've been spending on other services. I mean, they're just really high quality people. And you actually don't even have to give as much energy to them as you do to these poor quality clients that you have worked with in the past. So that is all I have to say about bad clients. I hope you learned a lot. I don't want this to be like a naysayer negative episode. I just want it to be very impactful and informational and kind of like have that aha moment. And I really do hope that you understand what I was saying and do listen to your intuition a little bit more and truly grow that incredible business that you deserve, just both financially, but also have an incredible group of clients that you're working with. So until then, make sure that you rate and review this episode or this podcast on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Instagram, she.converts. And I look forward to talking to you all next week. See ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Carolyn Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.